Blog Talk Radio.
Linning School Watch. Settle back tonight with your cup of coffee, hot chocolate, and enjoy the reading of the scripture of the Christmas story, spoken in English, Spanish, Chinese, and Thai. We also have special Christmas carols and special guests tonight with us. We hope you will enjoy the program presented to you to share about the story of the birth of Jesus Christ, our future King of the world. We will start in just a couple of moments, and as soon as we start the Christmas carols, you'll know we have started the program. We will be reading tonight from the scripture of the Christmas story of Jesus Christ's birth, sharing this great Christmas story. This is Diane Linning, your host. We hope you will enjoy our special presentation tonight. The Wonder of Christmas.
Glory to
Welcome to Linning School Watch, special Christmas program presenting dramatic readings of the Christmas story, the birth of Jesus Christ, the future King. We have special guests with us tonight who will also be reading in Thai and Chinese. I will be reading in English and Spanish. This is your host, Diane Linning, educator for over 30 years. We are hoping to share some of the American culture around the world and hope you will enjoy this. And we're going to open tonight in prayer. Let's bow our heads together. Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings and for the special reading of the Word. We pray that you will bless this reading of the Word to the hearts of every listener who hears this Word around the world, and that they will feel the presence of the Christ child in their lives and understand the importance of what Jesus Christ has brought to us in an experience with him on earth. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. We're very happy you're here with us tonight. We want to wish those who speak Spanish Merry Christmas as well. Feliz Navidad. Para los todos personas, mundo de mundo. Yo estoy maestro de Santiago, de Escuela de Santiago in Orange County, California. I'm saying to those in Spanish that I was a teacher in Orange County, California, para 30 años, for 30 years. And we're so glad many people of different languages will be listening tonight. We're still waiting for our individuals to call in who are going to speak Chinese and Thai for us, but I will move ahead with the English portion tonight. This is a very special night, and we are praying the blessing of God on the reading of his word about the Christ birth, the Christmas story. Now, it's found in two places in the New Testament. The first four books of the New Testament are the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the story of Jesus' birth is in two places, in Matthew, the second chapter, starting right at the first verse, and in Luke, the first chapter and the second chapter. If you'd like to get your Bibles out tonight and follow along with us, I will be reading from Luke a little later, but right now I'm reading a general version that many would enjoy reading. We will begin in a moment. I'll have a little background music for us to hear while we're reading. The conception of Jesus foretold. Mary, a virgin, was living in Galilee of Nazareth and was engaged to be married to Joseph, a Jewish carpenter. An angel visited her and explained to her that she would conceive a son by the power of the Holy Spirit. She would carry and give birth to this child, and she would name him Jesus. At first, Mary was afraid and troubled by the angel's words. Being a virgin, Mary questioned the angel, "How will this be?" The angel explained that the child would be God's own son, and therefore nothing is impossible with God. Humbled and in awe, Mary believed the angel of the Lord and rejoiced in God her Savior. Surely, Mary reflected with wonder on the words found in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, foretelling this event. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, the birth of Jesus. While Mary was still engaged to Joseph, she miraculously became pregnant through the Holy Spirit, as foretold to her by the angel. When Mary told Joseph she was pregnant, he had every right to feel disgraced. He knew the child was not his own, and Mary's apparent unfaithfulness carried a grave social stigma. Joseph not only had the right to divorce Mary, under Jewish law, she could be put to death by stoning. Although Joseph's initial reaction was to break the engagement, the appropriate thing for a righteous man to do, he treated Mary with extreme kindness. He did not want to cause her further shame, so he decided to act quietly. But God sent an angel to Joseph in a dream to verify Mary's story and reassure him that his marriage to her was God's will. The angel explained that the child within Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit, that his name would be Jesus, and that he was the Messiah, God with us. When Joseph woke from his dream, he willingly obeyed God and took Mary home to be his wife, in spite of the public humiliation he would face. Perhaps this noble quality is one of the reasons God chose him to be the Messiah's earthly father. Joseph, too, must have wondered in awe as he remembered the words found in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. At that time, Caesar Augustus decreed that a census be taken, and every person in the entire Roman world had to go to his own town to register. Joseph, being of the line of David, was required to go to Bethlehem to register with Mary. While in Bethlehem, Mary gave birth to Jesus. Probably due to the census, the inn was too crowded, and Mary gave birth in a crude stable. She wrapped the baby in clothes and placed him in a manger. The shepherds worship the Savior. Out in the fields, an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds who were tending their flocks of sheep by night. The angel announced that the Savior had been born in the town of David. Suddenly, a great host of heavenly beings appeared with the angels and began singing praises to God. As the angelic beings departed, the shepherds decided to travel to Bethlehem and see the Christ child. There, they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby in the stable. After their visit, they began to spread the word about this amazing child and everything the angel had said about him. They went on their way, still praising and glorifying God. But Mary kept quiet, treasuring their words and pondering them in her heart. It must have been beyond her ability to grasp that sleeping in her arms, the tender child she had just born, was the Savior of the world. The Magi bring gifts. After Jesus' birth, Herod was king of Judea. At this time, wise men, called Magi from the east, saw a star. They came in search, knowing the star signified the birth of the King of the Jews. The wise men came to the Jewish rulers in Jerusalem and asked where the Christ was to be born. The rulers explained, "In Bethlehem, in Judea," referring to Micah chapter 5, verse 2 of the Bible. Herod secretly met with the Magi and asked them to report back after they had found the child. Herod told the Magi that he too wanted to go and worship the babe. But secretly, Herod was plotting to kill the child. So the wise men continued to follow the star in search of the newborn king and found Jesus with his mother in Bethlehem. Most likely Jesus was already 2 years of age by this time. They bowed and worshipped him, offering treasures of gold, incense, and myrrh. When they left, they did not return to Herod. They had been warned in a dream of his plot to destroy the child. Lord, bless the reading of the scripture of the Christmas story tonight. Later on tonight, I'm going to give listeners an opportunity to receive Christ into your heart as your personal Savior, as I have done, and the callers who will be reading later have done. And we just thank you for joining us tonight. I was going to have my person read in Chinese or Thai right now, but they're having trouble calling in. So I'm going to try to read the Spanish version in a moment here. To rest my voice for a minute, we'll be playing one more song in between. And I think we'll play "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Bọn em bảo quay
Welcome, Maria. Merry Christmas. We can hear you. You're live on the air. So as soon as this song is over, I'll introduce you. Hello, Maria. Welcome to the show. This is Diane. I'd like to introduce my friend Maria Gillis. Say hello.
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 Hello. This is Ariel.
Hi. I understand you're Maria's friend. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us a minute who you are?
Yes. I'm from Japan. And my name is Ariel.
And are you going to be reading the Chinese version tonight of the Christmas story?
I am going to introduce the Japanese version of Christmas.
Oh, very good. This is an extra special event. We didn't know what was going to happen. Okay. So tell a little bit about yourself, and then I'll get your music set up for your background.
Okay. Well, I'm going to introduce in Japanese, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, so are you ready? I'll get your music started.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to play background music for you, and she's going to introduce this in Japanese style. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Okay, whenever you're ready.
All right. 日本ではクリスマスはとても大きなビッグイベントですが、家族というよりはどちらかというとカップル、男女の愛を育むことに、フォーカスを変えていると思います。あとは子どもたちのためにあるとも言えると思います。子どもは、クリスマスツリーを、組み立てて、ギフト、プレゼントを開けることをすごく喜んでいると思います。日本でもものすごくクリスマスは大きなイベントで、街にはものすごく綺麗なイルミネーションがあります。でも、なんだろう、アメリカと全く違うので、私はこの、今年、あと1週間後に行われるクリスマス、アメリカでのクリスマスのイベントに参加するのがすごく楽しみです。I think this is it.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that very much. Please tell Maria. I'll just talk a little more and then I'll introduce her in a minute. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Hello? Hi, this is Dominic.
Okay, hello again. This is Diane. Who do we have up next? I don't hear Maria yet.
This is Dominic.
Okay, hi, Dominic. Tell us who you are and what language you're going to be sharing the Christmas story in.
Well, I will share it in Spanish.
Oh, very good.
And,
I didn't know Maria was doing all this, but this is great. We have all the time we need. So whenever you're ready, I have your music playing.
Okay. Feliz Navidad a todos. Bueno, suerte a todos. Feliz Navidad a gente de a todo el país, todo el mundo. Gracias por todo. Un otro año de peace, de paz. Y gracias a todo.
Thank you so much. That was great. I'm going to be doing it again, a longer version in Spanish again later for you Spanish listeners. We appreciate this participation. Is this Maria yet?
Yes. Maria here.
Yeah.
Maria, this is my friend Maria Gillis, who's going to be saying it in Thai, I hope. She's thrown me a few curveballs tonight, but they're very good ones. Hi, Maria. Tell us who you are.
I am Maria Gillis, and my Thai name is Wachilin Susangkarakan from Cha Chen Sao, Thailand. And I don't know how. I'm so excited. I'm so happy that you have. I have a student from Parama College.
Great.
And I have. Yeah, they want to speak. That's the reason why I let them. That this girl has been here for 3 years, and you know that soon they miss home. They're homesick. They miss their family. But they're happy here to come to school in San Marcos.
Maria, yeah. How many more students do you have there so I can plan my program here? Any more who are going to speak?
Now we have one more is son of the of the. But see, they came here about 8 o'clock, and they're waiting for. Okay.
Okay. So do we have one more who wants to share in their language so we can move along here?
The only one say hello is Randy.
Oh, well, he's going to wait until after we read. Okay, so now we're ready then for you to read it in Thai. Will you do that for us?
I'm not quite done yet. But just a happy Merry Christmas. And just Sawadika. Randy, the one who speaks better than me in Thai. Yeah, Sawadika. And hold on. Sawadika.
Sawadika. Happy Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Sawadika means hello. It's a greeting.
Hello.
Hello, Randy. Merry Christmas. Sawadika.
You're doing wonderful. Really beautiful.
Thank you.
You say Sawadika in Thailand. Thai man just to say Sawadika. Cup like cup of coffee, but cup. Yes. Are you there?
I'm listening. You're talking. Let's go.
Hello. For anyone, yourself, your family, lovely. And also, I wish you know.
Randy, can I ask you to have them turn the radio off? We're hearing it in the background and it's delayed.
Okay. I will do it right now.
That's interfering with you, okay? If you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and read my story in Spanish, and you all can just listen. Give us a break, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm now going to read the story in Spanish and give them an opportunity to turn that off, and I'm going to set the setting here. But some of the Spanish words to listen for are acontecer, to happen, and de parte, they, in the name of, and levantar un censo, to carry out a census. Habitado, inhabited. Belén is Bethlehem. Encita, pregnant. De dar a luz, to give birth. Envolver, to wrap. Pañales, swathing clothes. Pastor, shepherd. El Señor is the Lord. Salvador is Savior. And de repente is suddenly. So listen for these words in Spanish as I read the story in Spanish. Following is taken from the Gospel of Luke in Spanish. It is the most well-known of the Spanish accounts of the birth of Jesus, Nacimiento. And the Spanish translation of the Bible used here is Reina Valera Actualizado. Throughout the translation, in current use throughout the Spanish-speaking world, and it has been updated several times since, but this is the version similar to the King James Version in Spanish. Aconteció en aquellos días que salió un edicto de parte de César Augusto para levantar un censo de todo el mundo habitado. tener, senso, se realizo, mientras sirenio era gobernado de sería. Todas iban para inscribirse en el censo, cada uno a su ciudad. Entonces José también subió desde Galilea, de la ciudad de Nazaret a Judea, a la ciudad de David, que se llama Belén, porque él era de la casa y de la familia de David, para inscribirse con María, su esposo, quien estaba encinta. Aconteció que, mientras ellos estaban allí, su compañerón de los días de su alumbramiento y dio a luz a su hijo primogénito, se envolvió en pañales y le acostó en un pesebre, porque no había lugar para ellos en el mesón. Había pastores en aquella región que pelaban y garban las vigilias de la noche sobre su rebaño. Y el ángel del Señor se presentó ante ellos, y la gloria del Señor los rodeó resplandor, y temieron con gran temor. Pero el ángel les dijo: no temas, porque aquí os doy buenas nuevas de gran gozo, que será para todo el pueblo, que hoy, en la ciudad de David, os ha nacido un Salvador, que es Cristo el Señor, y esto os servirá de señal. Hallaré el niño envuelto en pañales y acostado en un pesebre. De repente apareció con el ángel una multitud de las huestes celestiales que alababan a Dios y decían: y glorias a Dios en las alturas, y en la tierra paz entre los hombres de buena voluntad. I'm going to continue in just a moment. There's a little more to that story. I want to start my music again. Aconteció que cuando los ángeles se fueron de ellos al cielo, los pastores se decían unos a otros: hacemos ahora. Misma, ahora misma, hasta Belén, y veamos este que ha sucedido y que el Señor nos ha dado a conocer. Fueron de prisa y hallaron a María y a José y al niño acostado en el pesebre. Al verle, dieron a conocer lo que les había sido dicho acerca de este niño. Todos los que oyeron se maravillaron de los que los pastores les dijeron, pero María guardaba todas estas cosas, medita todas en su corazón. Los pastores se volvieron, glorificando y alabando a Dios por todo lo que habían oído, visto, tal como les había ido dicho. God bless the reading of the word in Spanish. Feliz Navidad. Todas las personas del mundo. Bless the reading of the word of the Lord, of the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray for a minute right now. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming to earth to be our Savior in the representation of God among us, that we could all see, hear, and feel the presence of God and learn a personal experience with Jesus as our Savior. And I'm so grateful for the relationship that I experience with Jesus as my Savior, friend, guide, Father, and all to each one of us, that we need to feel a part of God's kingdom. We just pray for those tonight who would like to receive Christ into their heart at this moment, that they would take this opportunity to confess that they are a sinner, as we all are sinners, according to Romans 3:23, and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and to ask that Jesus come into their heart as their personal Lord and Savior. And from this day forward, we'll walk the life as a Christian, as one who has accepted Christ into their heart, to love and to serve always, and to do the best they can each day in a Christian walk, to live as Christ did among us in his time on earth, that we could live to the best of our ability, and with your help and God's help, that we will show the love of Christ to others throughout the world. And we just thank you for your birth and your resurrection and the eternal life that you give us, each one of us who receives the gift of Jesus Christ into their own heart. We thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Reading of the word. Okay, Maria, are you ready yet for the reading in Thai?
I give it to Pastor Warren and Pastor Chalom Sak. I only can say that I am a cancer survivor. Jesus saved my life, and I'm living with the blood of Jesus. I'm from Thailand, and I left Thailand in 1971, and I have cancer in 1972, supposed to be die, and I still alive. For last couple months, I in and out in the hospital, almost die, but when I pray, ask the Lord Jesus to help me, and I want to thank to all of you that pray for me. I almost died last month, cannot breathe, in the hospital, Tri-City, and the Naval Hospital in Camping Delton, saved my life. That in his name I ask, in the name of Jesus, save me. Now I have to keep working, not because I want to do it, but I have no choice because Jesus trusts me. Remember that day we went to a healing mass in San Francisco?
Yes.
11-11-11. The three words that I have received is, the first word is trust in the Lord. The second word is hope. Hope this is a wonderful life that keep going on. And the third one is believe. Just believe. Jesus is Lord. And he's coming any minute and any time. Just right there in your heart. And Diane, I want to thank it to you. For 4 years, I was sacrificed. I was almost dead. And I lost everything. And I still alive and no regrets. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. But only one thing I have right now is Jesus Christ, our Lord, and my Savior. And Diane, I owe you so many things that you have been helping me, bring me food, the blanket, everything, to the homeless at this sober living home that I live right now. I lost money to the one who I trust, but Jesus said, pray for them. Keep them. So I learned something from Jesus. It two fish, five rope of bread, feed 5,000 people, and still have leftover food so people can take home for their family. So I don't know how to say much because I'm so excited. Remember, I just got out from the hospital. I can breathe very good now. Diane, you are the angel, and I want to thank to everyone who pray for me, and I love all of you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And Maria, you've got to say that in Thai. Please, I want to hear you speak Thai.
Hold on.
Just from your heart. Just like you just spoke in English, just speak from your heart in Thai.
Happy, we call Christmas also, see. Happy Merry Christmas. That we also it's just like we speak Thai, we call also Christmas too. Hold on, I have the phone call that someone called from the soon they just left. But can we do again? Can we do again one more time? Happy Sawadee Ka Tutu Kon. Khoai Chok Dino and Merry Christmas, Ka.
Okay, speak to the people in the audience right now in Thai, will you please? Just from your heart, like you did in English. Just from your heart.
Okay. ขอเชิญทางนี้หน่อยนะคะขอเชิญทางนี้หน่อยค่ะนี่ใครแต่งเนี่ยนี่ใครแต่งต้นไม้เนี่ย
Maria, you're on the air. You need to start talking.
Diane said to speak Thai. Say Merry Christmas. They are shining. They give me a smile. The rest. Hi, put for that high. Got top up. Now, Merry Christmas. Happy Merry Christmas for everyone. Yeah, Happy Merry Christmas. That's Hi, put for that high. What guy is he? Yeah.
Okay, Maria, why don't I take a break and play a song and get your items together.
Yeah.
We'll give you 3 minutes, and then we'll come back to you. We'll take a break, and I'll play another song, okay?
Okay.
Let's play Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Yeah.
And we'll be singing in celebration of Jesus Christ. Take a break and get your notes together, Maria. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
God bless the reading of the word tonight of the Christmas story. And we would like Maria right now to just talk from her heart in Thai about her personal experience with the Lord Jesus and why he's important to her. Are you ready, Maria? This is Maria Gillis, lived in America many years. Thank you, Jesus, tonight for the birth that you represent, salvation for each one of us, and that as a child you grew into the Son of God, gave your life for our salvation, and we remember you tonight, honor, respect, and worship you for your greatness that is yet to be shown to the entire world. And we look forward to that day when you return again as more than the prince, but as the king of your kingdom. And we worship you tonight, Jesus. We thank you for your many blessings. And when we see the Christ child laying in the manger bed, wrapped in swaddling clothes, with the bowing parents next to him, we remember the special meaning of Jesus to each one of us. So apparently I've lost them, so I'm going to read the story again in the chapter 2 of Luke in the biblical version. If you have your Bible, please follow along. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, that days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Verse 12. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that they had heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father hath sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto him, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto him. But his mother kept them all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. God bless the reading of the scripture, of the story of Jesus, the Christ child. Maria, are you ready to tell your testimony in Thai or in English about your personal experience with Jesus Christ? I'd love to hear that tonight. Are you ready now, Maria? Thank you all for joining us tonight. I'm going to be saying a final closing prayer, and then I'll end with a nice, beautiful Christmas song or two. I'll play a few if you want to just sit and listen. And we thank you so much for joining us, and hope tonight that you have taken the opportunity to ask Jesus Christ into your heart. He is my Lord and Savior, that I took into my heart when I was about 6 years old. And I've always served Christ. My entire life was raised in the church. My grandfather was a pastor, and my grandmother on another side was a pastor of a church in Santa Ana. My grandfather, pastor of a church in Los Angeles, San Jose, Huntington Beach, Long Beach, Corona, and raised many churches in California beginning in 1933 until his death in 69. And my grandpa was a pastor. And we just thank you tonight, Lord Jesus, for the many blessings you had given us. And we thank you for the reading of the word tonight, that you will bless every person who has read it, and that the Spirit of the Lord will dwell in their hearts and amongst all of everyone who has heard the word tonight and who reads this thereafter. I'll be playing two or three Christmas carols. If you'd like to listen, please listen with us. So thank you so much tonight for being with us. I'll play The Wonder of Christmas, The Procession of Gloria in Excelsis Deo, and then we'll play some other ones you recognize. please stay with us. We're going to be playing more carols for the last few minutes. So Merry Christmas to everyone. Feliz Navidad para los personas todo del mundo. We love Jesus and worship him this season, and please listen and enjoy the last few minutes with us of Christmas and worshiping him quietly as you listen. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, todas las personas del mundo, Merry Christmas. Our next song we're going to play is O Little Town of Bethlehem. I believe my friend Georgia is on the line. She wanted to listen on through the phone tonight, and I'm going to give her opportunity after the next song, Joy to the World. If you would like to say something after this next song, I believe it's Georgia. Correct me if I'm wrong. And if you'd like to introduce yourself, I'm going to give you opportunity after this song. Do I have Georgia on the line?
Yes, you do.
Hi, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I didn't know you could hear me.
Yes, I can now that I plugged you in.
Oh, it's a beautiful program. I love it.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad you could listen since you didn't have a computer tonight. Would you like to say a word, Merry Christmas, or anything about your experience with Christmas, or if you're a Christian, I assumed you were from what you wrote.
Oh, yes, I'm a Christian, and I'm just so happy to be able to listen to your program so I can hear some Christmas music, and Christmas is so important to me and my family, and most of my family's gone and live far away, so I'm basically with my husband by myself this Christmas, and we're in our new home. We're blessed with that we finally purchased. And I'm just enjoying having you as a friend and sharing Christmas with you.
Do I remember correctly? Are you from Iowa?
I'm from Iowa.
You are going to be starting out the voting in this election in January. What day is your election?
January 3rd. In the primary, June 6th, I believe.
Well, we are going to pray that God will direct all of you voters there, because you're setting off the tone to who just may be our next president. So
I
God
think
bless
so.
You.
I don't know who. I don't know. You know, it's like it's all up in the air, and I've just decided to leave it in God's hands, because it's overwhelming here in Iowa.
Yes, I imagine it is. We in California are kind of at the end of the voting sequence and seem to kind of have to go with whoever the rest of the country has selected. But this year, I'm convinced that whoever we get will be better than the current president. Oh, bless his heart. He has done what he thinks is right, I'm sure, but I just disagree with the Marxist socialist ideology he has and believe more in the biblical perspective that our Constitution is based upon, that the Founding Fathers based upon the Bible. And I'm more convinced that that's the kind of country that God wants us to have, that would give us opportunity to have a government in the like-mindedness that God would want us to have, where there's opportunity for all people to serve according to their religious convictions. So if you'd like to share any more about a special memory of Christmas for you or what Jesus means to you, I'll give you another minute and then we'll say goodnight.
Okay. Basically, my family is German heritage, and we believe in traditions, and they go way back to Germany, and I still have the German ornaments. Mom and Dad aren't here, and my sister is in a hospital, a nursing home now, and so my husband and I, we still, even if it's just the two of us, we are carrying on the tradition. I have all the ornaments. I have my creche set up, and we're going to just sing carols. And what's really good about your program is you shared Christmas with me, because that's what we used to do in the old days, which are disappearing.
Right. And, well, you know, I'm part German, too, so I can identify with that. I'm mostly English, but I have some German heritage, too.
Yeah, I have mostly German and a little English. And so my children are all away. They're in California, and my daughter got married. And so it's just Tom and me carrying on the traditions. And thank God, I really praise and bless. I'm really happy that God gave us Facebook so we can connect with some really good people, because I have some really good friends, and we share old traditions, and I can keep in touch with my family and nieces through Facebook. It's really important. And the Christians I've met, it's like the old times, and we just have to do it on the Facebook or on the telephone now. We just can't be out in public. And I hope with a new president that we will be able to get back to our old America, you know, the republic.
Well, a lot of people don't seem to realize, as new immigrants, that we have an American culture. And it is a blending of many, yes, but it is our own unique culture, and it's based upon the principles of the Bible and the Christian religion. And that religion incorporates and includes everyone of any religion. That's what's so unique about the American culture. We are not something out there unidentified. We have a definition of the American culture, and our Christian religion and the carols and the traditions of our religion are a great part of it, that have given parameters that include everyone. I think that's something many people don't understand. And we are, fortunately, through Facebook, which I agree, I just love it too, and now Blog Talk Radio, this will be archived forever and ever, as long as that's up and running, for people to listen to throughout the holiday time or any time next year, throughout the year. So I hope everyone will share and tell people that they can look at blogtalkradio.com, Diane-Lenning, and click on to the December radio show and hear the reading in several ways and languages of the Christmas story and hear Christmas carols. And we thank you. It was unexpected to get to hear from you tonight, Georgia, but I've never talked with you before. So that was nice to get. That was nice to get to talk to you. So we're going to move on and play one or two more songs, and we'll wish you Merry Christmas tonight and Feliz Navidad to our Mexican friends. And I don't know how to say it in Thai and Japanese, but we heard some of that tonight as well. So thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone, and we'll be playing one or two more. This one is O Come All Ye Faithful. Thank you. Christmas to all. Feliz Navidad. Todas las personas del mundo. We love you, and we're going to play a couple more songs. Now, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Thank you so much to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir for providing that wonderful music for us tonight. Their music is in the public domain. You can find it by Googling their name or listening on my show that is archived at blogtalkradio.com, Diane-Lenning. Now we're going to hear The Wonder of Christmas. May God bless the reading of the word tonight into the hearts of those who've heard it. And we hope that you have enjoyed our show tonight. We have a show the first Wednesday of every month. The next time I have a show is January 4th, same time. Same way you connected this time, through blogtalkradio.com, Diane-Lenning. And we are so grateful for the birth of Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas to everyone of the entire world. Feliz Navidad. Las personas del mundo, and we thank you for being with us tonight. Enjoy the holiday season, remembering the reason that Christ is our Lord and Savior. Good night, all. Love you all. This is your host, Diane Lenning. Merry Christmas to all. Feliz Navidad. Las personas. Todas las personas del mundo. Remember, above all else, Jesus Christ can be your Lord and Savior too. And you can ask Him into your heart at this moment. We thank you so much for the opportunity to share with you tonight our personal story as well regarding Jesus Christ and the biblical story in several languages, and we hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Good night. This is Diane Lenning, your host. Merry Christmas.